The Tao of Self-Confidence, episode 346.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a film producer and a consultant, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Janet Yang. Janet, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
I'm very well, first of all, thank you. And I am a film producer who has been straddling Hollywood and China for a long time. When I first started out, I was working primarily in China. And at the time, there was very little interest or exposure to China. That was all the way back in the 80s. And all that has changed now. And so the world has just been turned upside down in that sense. And there's a tremendous amount of attention and a tremendous amount of capital coming out of China and a hugely growing audience. So there's now more room than ever for collaboration between Hollywood and China, which is what I am. It's beyond my dreams of what was even possible. So that's where we are today.
Awesome. And thanks for sharing that. And I think that's great, you know, bridging two countries together, you know, Hollywood and China to create great movies. I mean, there's so many, you know, so much talent, you know, with, you know, Asian culture and Asian actresses. You know, it's just great that we're just making progress. And like you said, you know, beyond your wildest dreams, which is also another great thing. So thanks for sharing that. And Janet, what's your cultural background?
I was born in Queens, New York, and grew up primarily on Long Island in a Jewish neighborhood. We were the only Asian family in that neighborhood. I was the only only Asian family, and I was the only Asian person in my school for most of my elementary school years and junior high school years. In high school, I went to China for the first time, and that's when I discovered a whole other part of my identity. I really didn't have too much exposure to China before then. While I was in China, it was very early on before China was widely open as it is today. It was still considered a very mysterious and by some people's standards, a very dangerous place, but it was where the majority of my relatives lived. And so when I went back to visit, I had this very profound, sometimes uncomfortable feeling that, you know, I really belong there or almost grew up there. And that got me thinking, and I decided I needed to learn Chinese and needed to learn more about my heritage, and it sort of set me on a completely different path than what I might have imagined otherwise, and spent, you know, quite a bit of time working and living in China after that point, and somehow combined it with a career in the film business, which was not a typical combination at the time.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's great, you know, especially, you know, most Asian kids, when they move to the States, they want to try and assimilate with American culture. Where you did the opposite, you wanted to know more about your Chinese culture and how you can bridge them together and created a great career out of it. So I think that's really great. And Janet, what's your favorite self-confidence quote?
I have been taking yoga for many, many, many years with someone named Sarah Mata here in Santa Monica, and she has a private studio, and hanging in her studio is a sign that says, "Be you, not them." And I just think it perfectly summarizes what I would say about confidence.
I think that's a great quote, especially, you know, we live in the world where we try to be somebody else, or we try to, you know, see the pictures on Instagram and want to be like the people out there. But really, like, we're meant to be on this world to be ourselves, like our authentic selves, and we don't have to be anybody. So I think this is, you know, even though it's a short quote, it's very powerful. So thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
Self-confidence is something that you know when you experience it. It's hard to describe because when you have it, you're not self-conscious about it. It's just something I think one learns to embody. And it's the result, I think, of a lot of soul searching. And for me anyway, just working hard at getting to know myself and learning about myself and figuring out who I was and what I wanted to not just do, but who I wanted to be, and being very, very comfortable with that. And I think it's, you know, I think one's life is shaped by a combination of factors from the circumstances around you, then the people that come to you or the people that you choose, and some kind of soul's journey with a sprinkling of luck and chance in the midst of all that. And I think self-confidence is something that happens when all those things kind of converge in and flow in the same direction, and where you feel that your mind, your body, your heart, and your soul are working towards the same thing. Not even working is kind of the wrong word, but are interacting in a way that they're kind of on the same path and not at in conflict with each other.
Thanks for that great definition. And Jenna, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Well, you know, I don't think it's a total black and white thing. I may be feeling confident one day and less confident the next, but I think there have been different thresholds for me. When I took that first trip to China that I was describing, there was something that clicked for me that helped open up a whole other part of me and gave me more self-confidence when I discovered that I could be this bridge between Hollywood and China, whether bringing Chinese films out or bringing American films to China, that helped create a sense of self-confidence when I discovered what I really wanted to be, which is a film producer, while I was working closely with Steven Spielberg on the set of Empire of the Sun. That what was, you know, a moment. So it's like steps of a plateau. And just recently, I have a new burst of, you know, it's more than just self-confidence. It's a kind of almost a zest for life where you feel like the universe is supporting you. And so it's an ease. It's a level of just confidence. You know, I'm just afraid the emphasis on the word self sounds like it could easily lead to bombast or to arrogance. And I don't think that's what we're talking about. We're just talking about a level of comfort and in your own body in a way. And so I feel recently that one of the most important things that's helped boost for me that sense of ease is working with others, especially supporting women and collaborating with women and women of, you know, in some cases or other Asians, and building up and very active in helping build a stronger Asian American community. These are all things that build a sense of confidence, I guess, or a sense of empowerment, maybe is a good word too, because you realize that you're not alone.
Thanks for sharing that. And you know, it's great that you're able to create these opportunities where you can bridge, you know, cultures together and empower more people to do what they want instead of always trying to hide from it, right? I mean, growing up, you know, I'm sure we've been told what to do like all the time, right? Like do good in school, get a job, get married, and never do anything else. But yet there's another path where it's like, it's telling you this is your destiny, this is your calling, you should go and see what it is. And you were able to do that. And because of that, what's your life been like now?
How much time do we have? This is a sense of clarity and a sense of purpose, sense of mission, I guess. There's not really a sense of wondering anymore or searching as much there is a sense of continuing on this path. You know, I'm not searching for the path. The path seems pretty clear, but of course you make adjustments along the way. You know, I think it's important to remain very flexible, but still have some core intentions.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
Stick with it and just keep honing your voice, that inner voice that speaks to so many of us. And that's the touchstone, whether you find it with the help of, you know, some religion or spiritual guru or books or music or art or friends or whatever. There is that core person inside you that has an understanding and has the support of, you know, of others around you. And somebody once said that everything that we do is the result of either conscious or unconscious intentions. So there are no really big mistakes, whatever happens in your life is a gift. And if you see it as such and you're curious about the different ways that your life has you know, turned, then there's always a learning, and then that will always lead you to a place of greater self-awareness.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned, you know, just seeing things at a different perspective. You know, when we see the positive in everything, like you mentioned, like the mistakes we made aren't as big as they seem. It's just part of the process and we just keep going. So thanks for sharing that. And Janet, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Well, yeah, quite a few. So I have my own website, janetyang.com. I am on Facebook. I do have a public page, though I often forget to post. I have a private page and a public page, and I'm on LinkedIn, and I'm not a big tweeter, but yeah, I'm not that hard to find. So I think you also wanted me to quote you. Do I have a particular quote or link that I like? I'm really fond of this website called Brain Pickings, and they recently posted some letters that Bruce Lee wrote to himself. I happen to know Bruce's daughter, Shannon, and these writings of his, I think, are very, very profound and help shape a profile of him that's very different than just an uber martial artist. He was very, very philosophical and very deep, and encouraged people to read the latest posts on brain pickings. One is letters to himself about authenticity and about the difference between confidence and self-esteem, and he's quite profound. So I would let, and he's, you know, his phrase, be like water. So there's a lot of writings about him that I would look to if for those who are searching for inspiration.
Thanks for sharing that. I'm going to have to check that out myself as well. So thanks again. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Janet, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Janet's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Janet for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
To the listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Take care.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free self-talk tape for building self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.